Yay.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Is it my turn? Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? We're broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A, and we broadcast worldwide twice daily, 10 a.m. right here and 3 p.m. We do two different broadcast classes each day, and there's some listen live buttons on the website, usapreparers.com. That's usapreparers.com. And if you would like to download a podcast of our morning broadcast right here on GCN, you can go to the website, usapreparers.com, and click on the listen button, and it can take you right to the podcast where you can download and listen for free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com. Alex is producing the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. This is a worldwide broadcast. Today our class is focused on how to protect you and your family from unsafe food, high food prices, potential starvation. That would be your starvation. And we're going to be learning about survival gardening, growing your own groceries. And with us is our newest USAPreparers.com survival instructor. She's in the broadcast classroom with us today, Marjorie Wildcraft. She starred and produced a DVD set titled Grow Your Own Groceries. Turn your backyard into a food production system. Now, I used to have a copy of her DVD set until one of our neighbor friends saw it and borrowed it. I'm going to get it this Sunday, this weekend. I'm getting it back. And now our neighbor knows all about Marjorie Wildcraft. She says that she's absolutely fabulous. Now, this DVD set has received rave reviews from well-known popular survivalists. I want you to know that I agree with them. I agree that this is a great resource, because if you're thinking about Plan B, getting out of Dodge, if you want to build a farm, if you want to start your new farm, if you want to grow your own groceries, this DVD will save you a lot of mistakes. It'll probably save you most mistakes, and I wholeheartedly recommend that you watch this DVD. No kidding. Welcome, Marjorie Wildcraft.
Hey, Vincent. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
You're welcome. I understand. I heard this rumor that you are going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. Is that true?
Ooh, that is so true. And I am so looking forward to it, too. I'm very excited. Springfield, Missouri, November 3rd and 4th. Be there.
You know, there are a lot of people that want to learn about gardening. And there are a lot of people that have tried. And most of us who have tried have built a backyard garden. And, you know, we start on it and we go, and this is going to be a lot of fun. And then after, you know, the work sets in and we realize we have to turn over the soil and we have to amend the soil and we have to make it light and fluffy and drain well and so forth. You know, it's a little more work than we thought when we first started. But, you know, if you approach it properly, it really is great. It's rewarding, and you actually can eat from your own garden. And that's what you do, right?
I grow about half of what I eat, and I love it. And there's going to be some work involved, but I am also very passionate about finding the fastest, easiest, and funnest ways to grow food. Not only because I'm busy, but you're busy, and, you know, if anything ever happens, we're going to also be very busy. But believe me, the rewards of eating your own hand-grown food that's tended with love and raised in good soil, it's immeasurable.
Well, you talk about the love and the and working the soil. You absolutely have to have good soil. And I truly believe that it takes great soil. It takes attention, meaning you have to water it. It takes the proper nutrients, and it takes great seeds. And if you take any and the environment, you have to have, you know, the right temperature and sunlight and so forth. You take any of those ingredients out, and it doesn't work.
That's true. And the biggest one that people don't think about, and the biggest one that absolutely takes gardening from a real drudgery and a miserable experience of failure to really enjoying it and having wonderful production that's a lot easier to grow, is the soil. And fortunately, having good soil is something that anybody can do with almost nothing. Mm-hmm. You can certainly go out and buy it, but there's also lots of ways that you can make it just for free. So this is accessible to anybody.
Well, let's start with making great soil for free.
There you go. Well, it's called composting. And mm-hmm. compost fixes everything. If you've got clay soil, if you've got sandy soil, if you've got rocky soil, if you don't have any soil at all, compost is the key, and it fixes all of it. And the really good news is that the compost that you make in your backyard or your small farm is far superior than the commercial compost. Now, if you can afford it and you have the resources, you're going to get yourself jump-start a lot faster to just go ahead and buy some good quality soil and a lot of good compost, make your beds, and start right from there. But making compost is really simple because nature does almost all of the work. And basically, we've got two broad categories of things that we want to put together. We call them browns and greens. And those names are a little bit misleading because things aren't necessarily brown or green. But the browns in the brown category are like leaves and newspapers and, you know, old cotton or wool clothing. Personally, junk mail, you know, the post office has a box for the junk mail there. I just take all the junk mail. That's free carbon as far as I'm concerned. The greens are things like your vegetable scraps, your lawnmower clippings, all those weeds that you just pulled up out of the back, old food scraps, old food stuff that you can get even from restaurants. What you do is you mix them in a pile about 50-50. I tend to also like to have a little bit more of the browns than the greens, so sometimes I go 3/4, 25. Mix it together, water it down, and just wait a little while. And you'll come back, and down at the bottom of that will be that really rich brown stuff. You'll smell it, that wonderful rich earth smell. You'll feel it in your hands. If you want to make it go faster, you can turn it over a few times. Every other week or so, come there with a pitchfork and turn it around. But you don't have to. That will definitely make it go faster. But you don't have to do it. And having compost piles is simple. It's easy.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you, right next to our kitchen sink, there is a tray. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those, you can think of it like one of those trays that meat might come in from a supermarket. It's something that we're recycling. And it's washed out. You know, whatever was in it is washed out. And eggshells go in there. We have chickens running around the backyard. And they eat the ticks and they eat the bugs. And they love grasshoppers. And so they're on patrol all the time that they're out, all day long. They're on patrol. And we get the eggs from the chickens. And then the eggshells go back into the compost. The banana peels go back into the compost. Any part of the fruits that we grow from our garden, they end up in that tray. And in the garden or in the compost pile, they go. And then eventually it goes back into the soil.
And that's the perfect way to do it. We have a gray water system from our kitchen sink. So and most of the city, I'm driving through municipalities and I'm seeing billboards that say don't put stuff down the sink. You know, it makes sense to put those little scraps off to the side. It doesn't clog up your system, doesn't clog up the public systems if that's what you're on. You can even go get stuff. Others, you know, I don't, once a week in, I'm near Austin, they have, leaf collection days, old Christmas trees, tree trimming companies. You can get lots of wood chips, coffee. Oh, my gosh, America's addicted to coffee. Coffee grounds, compost those. Once you start to open to it and look at it, there's just tons of ways to get all kinds of free organic matter to be able to make compost.
You know, you mentioned coffee grounds. For all the time that I've been alive, which is 60 years that I can remember, my mother would save coffee grounds in the same way, in the same kind of a tray next to the kitchen sink. I'm talking about from the 1950s through this morning even. Coffee grounds are the coffee grounds are there, the eggshells are there, and into the garden they go, but or into the compost pile they go, and she keeps telling me that even coffee she saves. If there's a half of a cup of coffee in the coffee pot, no one has consumed it all day long. If it doesn't get consumed, she doesn't waste that. She even puts that into the garden.
No, or even, heaven forbid, somebody should waste a little beer in Texas. But, you know, if there's some of that warm beer in the bottom of the bottle that's been out for a while, then that goes in the compost pile, or the sour milk or the orange juice. But that's actually the wonderful thing, and that's why I said your compost pile in your backyard and the compost that you make at home is always going to be much higher quality than what the commercial guys do, because the commercial guys can only use a limited number of ingredients, whereas you and I, we can mix all this stuff up, and we're getting a whole bunch of raw source material that's different. So the bacteria or the fungi that's growing in that pile is going to be much more diverse, and it's also going to have a lot more minerals and a lot more nutrients in it because it's coming from such diverse sources. And you can see it's very easy for the home gardener to make a much, much higher quality product than the commercial people. And I'd encourage everybody to just start a compost pile. It's really simple, and it's one of those things that if you go off traveling and you forget about it, it's going to be fine. It's going to be just fine until you get back.
Yeah, and, you know, Marjorie, we have these, and I want to talk about gardening techniques, and I'd like to ask you about gardening, you know, for the first time, because a lot of us are unsuccessful the first time we try to garden. And I have these large tubs. They're called LICK, L-I-C-K, tubs. And that's because cows, we buy minerals and vitamins for the cows, and they go and lick these things. And it, class, to the size, if you were to stretch your arm out, both arms out, and make a circle right in front of you and touch your fingertips together, that's the size of these buckets. They're about 2 feet tall. And, you know, we fill them with compost, and we fill them with really good soil that we've developed over the years here at the farm. And when I have banana peels, I will put the banana peels right on top of the buckets, and they'll decompose very quickly, and I just leave them there. I mean, it doesn't look all that great, because the first thing you do when you come to our house is you come to the backyard and go to the veranda, and there are the banana peels. Marjorie Wildcraft is with us, and we're going to be talking about gardening. She's got a 75-acre farm. I'd like to know how to get started with gardening and where to put your garden, because most of us put them in the corner of the property, and I don't think that's such a good idea. We'll be right back.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Getpreparedexpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Getpreparedexpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares, plus the Freeze Dry Guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. Getpreparedexpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I have a lot of fun when I'm on the broadcast, with Marjorie Wildcraft. She is a really interesting survivalist, class. I'm not kidding. She is the real deal. And if you get a chance to see her DVD set, it's two DVDs plus a bonus one, and it shows her farm from the approach that you would have if you were visiting her farm. It shows her watering system. It shows her gardening. It shows her compost. It shows her rabbits, chickens. There's even a section on butchering. Absolutely fabulous series. And the reason I like it so much is I look at all the things that that she shows you, and you will save so much time and so much money avoiding mistakes that are so easy to make just by watching this DVD set a couple of times. And did I describe this to the purpose that you intended the DVD set for, Marjorie Wildcraft? Marjorie, are you with us? Let's see. Marjorie, are you with us? Well, I'll tell you what. Alex, why don't we reconnect with Marjorie, and I'll talk about some of the things that we're going to cover if we have time. Can we do that? Okay. All right. That's what we're going to do. We're going to see where Marjorie Wildcraft went. Now, this DVD set that she has, I'm just going to go through some of the sections. I'm going to do an overview. She talks about why she began the journey into survival, into preparedness, into taking control of her own destiny and producing her family's food. She talks about soil type and the climate. You know, you just can't go into becoming a survivalist and just land anywhere. You really need to think about where you're going to be and why. Why you're going to choose that particular location. Now, in my case, for our family, I looked all over the country. I really liked North Dakota, but the problem with North Dakota is it's freezing. So that was a problem. And then, of course, water's a problem in North Dakota. But you're free from a lot of the government interventions because it's so remote that no one really wants to bother you there. So I kind of like that. But what I found was the reason I moved to the Ozarks is it's high in the mountains. Water runs downhill, so if you're on a high elevation, you don't have to worry about being flooded. You don't have to worry about dams breaking. And there are four seasons here. Great for growing. Marjorie Wildcraft, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. Yes, don't know what happened there, but I am definitely back. And we were talking about compost.
Yeah, we were. We were talking about compost, and we're talking about one of the things that we wanted to do is talk about when you start a garden. Let's start a small garden, maybe a bucket or a couple buckets, or let's talk about tires and where to locate that garden. So let's build the perfect starter garden if we can do that in the next few minutes.
The perfect starter garden is going to be small, and I would say a bed that's maybe 4 feet by 10 feet, you know, so you go 40 square feet, 50 square feet, maybe 100 square feet, but really small because, you know, this is a new habit and a new lifestyle you're building. If you make a big thing, it's going to be a lot more than you can take care of, and you're bound to set yourself up for failure. But if you got a small one, it's going to be a lot easier to tend, and you'll be taking better care of it. You'll also still get a lot of production out of it. And the other ideal part of it would be right outside your door. The old-time kitchen gardens were called kitchen gardens because it was just that. You could just step right outside the kitchen, go grab some herbs, go grab some vegetables, maybe some leaf salad, have it cleaned and put on the table like 2 minutes before people are eating it. Having it really, there's a general principle that the things that are as close to you is going to be the things that you'll take the most care of. So having your most immediate food supply very close to the house is very, very important. In my experience, I've found that, you know, if you're having to walk even 50 feet or 100 feet, you just aren't going to tend that garden very well.
Now, you're absolutely correct, and that's why I said the back corner of the property is not the place to put your garden. Really close to that kitchen door. Marjorie Wildcraft, I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to finish this garden when we come back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Marjorie Wildcraft's with us, and we're growing our own garden right here, right now. Marjorie, we decided that we're not going to plant the garden in the back corner of our property because it's hard to tend, it's too many steps, and it's just out of sight, out of mind, and you know, we forget to water it and so forth. So we're going to plant it right next to our kitchen, right next to our kitchen door, back door, and what should we be planting right now?
Well, let's see. We're going into the fall. Right now I'd be looking at broccoli and kale, spinach, lettuce, a lot of the winter vegetables, maybe some snow peas. I believe fava beans will also do good through the cold. Your onion starts, your garlic, they'll be coming in soon. There'll be time to put those in. So you'll be having a whole wonderful array of things that, and even the folks up in the far north, that get them started and get them going now. And then all you need to do is protect them a little bit over the winter, and you'll be able to have fresh spinach and fresh kale and fresh lettuce all throughout. You'll be able to have fresh greens throughout the winter.
I've heard that pepper plants, like cayenne peppers, some of the pepper plants will live 2 years. Have you had that experience? I haven't tried that. But if it's true.
I have seen that down in the tropics where they don't get a freeze, that they are they're perennial plants, and they last for quite a few years. In fact, I'd seen one, I believe it was 4 or 5 years old, and it was still producing pepper just off the back porch of this one family's home. But for most of us in North America, it gets too cold and wipes the plants out, and we just go ahead and replant them over and over again as annuals.
Well, I'm gonna bring the pepper plant in off the veranda and bring it into the house and or the garage, depending on what works best for us. We've got a sunny window in the garage, so I think I'm going to try both of those and see if I can get this plant to last a couple years. Marjorie Wildcraft, we've got a caller on the line with us. Welcome.
Sounded really classy.
We've got a caller on the line with us.
Yes, hey, this is Doc Wallach in Brandon. How
are
you doing?
Hey, Dr. Wallach, how are you?
Fabulous. Listen, we had such a great event last night. It was a great meetup.
Dr. Wallach, are you on speakerphone?
Not anymore.
Okay, could you start over? It was really hard to hear you.
I'm sorry. We had a really great meetup last night with this fellow named Vincent Pinelli. This was fabulous. The excitement in the air just was electricity. It was like lightning was going through that room.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us. You know, we got a lot of complaints, Dr. Wallach. No parking.
I apologize.
Every parking space. Every parking space was filled, and people. You know, I'm only kidding about the complaints. But what happened was every seat in the restaurant was taken, and we had booths with you know, two people in them, and. And there were people standing in line for quite a while, and we'd get them to meet with two people in a booth, and we'd say, hey, would you like to meet some new friends? And so we'd put four in a booth, sometimes five. A table that would hold four people or six people would have, you know, three or four more. It was great, and I'll tell you what, you could hear a pin drop, except for you. I'll tell you, I didn't get home till midnight. We started at 5:30. I didn't get home till midnight.
Yeah, well, it was great. So proud of you and your team. The USA preparedness team was just fabulous there last night. You did great.
Well, hey, thanks for calling in. And we've got another meetup tonight.
Yeah,
Dr. Norman Shiller.
Listen, he is an icon. Dr. Norman Shiller is an icon in the alternative health industry. And so Brandy and I are just so excited to be there at Ziggy's at 5:30. That's right, still 5:30 tonight?
Yeah. So you're going to hang around?
Oh, yeah, we'd love to come. If we're allowed, we'll come and we'll sit quietly like a church mouse in the back of the room.
I've never
there for you.
I've never heard you sit quietly like a church mouse. You, when you're in the studio with me, wow, it's wild.
Yeah, well, you're a lot of fun. Us two farmers can really yuck it up. That's a good thing.
Hey, thanks so much for being there last night. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. So, class, tonight is a meetup. Dr. Norman Shiley and his Native Americans are going to be teaching Native American medicine. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone. And Dr. Joel Wallach's going to be there. And so if you want to say hi to him, he'll be there. Dr. Wallach, thanks so much for calling in.
You bet. Thank you. And Brandy and I will be there with bells on our toes, and we're going to support you every way. The Vincent Pinelli Army is gathering to save America.
Thanks so much, Dr. Wallach and Brandy. Marjorie, you're going to get a chance to see what this is like when you come to the expo in Springfield, because we're going to have a meetup before the expo. It is absolutely wild. And We literally fill up every seat in the restaurant. It's standing room only. And we have seminars every Friday night. And we used to have one seminar on Friday. And now we have two seminars on Friday. And now it looks like we're having not only Friday, but Thursdays. It's really, really growing. So we're building this garden, and yeah, here's what I did. I started lettuce. I pulled out the tomato plants that died last week, and put in lettuce.
Yeah.
And in the same bucket, and I'm going to have lettuce.
It's nice, and you know, a little tip about lettuce when you're first transplanting it in. If you just mist it a couple of times a day for the first few days, it does so much better. Than if you can do that, and then if you just leave them alone, they just love just a little bit of a mist of water, just for the first couple of days, for a couple of times. They really like that moist environment, and it helps them to get rooted and settled in right away. You'll love it.
Now, Marjorie, you say you grow about half of your food.
Yes.
Okay, that's a major undertaking. Now, how much time does it take for you to grow half of your food?
It takes about an hour to 2 hours a day. And in some seasons, you know, it's more like 2 or 3 hours, and then sometimes it's just a, you know, half an hour or 20 minutes. But on average, I'd say about an hour and a half to 2 hours a day. And I've got to tell you, though, Vincent, a lot of people say, well, I just don't have time for that. But for me, that when I'm watering, that's my zen, that's my meditation, that's my prayer. When I'm moving things around, that's my exercise, that's my yoga, that's my tai chi. You know, when harvesting is a great time to bring the family in. And so, like, when we're digging potatoes, this is the most unbelievable quality family time you can have, you know, digging up the potatoes. And who found the biggest one? And who's got the littlest one? And oh, my God, there's an ugly one. Let's give that one to Uncle Frank, you know. And, it's just a real joy. So it's become an incredible source of joy in my life. And my garden, quite frankly, it's my sanctuary. It's like a small piece of paradise, and I love going in there and working with it and changing with it through the season. Sometimes things are big and overgrown, and then you chop it down and you start over again. And, you know, sometimes I've got things growing neatly in rows, and I'm happy about that. And sometimes it's just wild and chaotic. So it, you know, it evolves and grows with my mood, and it's a reflection that's of who I am. And it's like a living artwork. And it's just a fabulous piece of my life that I'll never go back to not doing. The relationship with the animals and the high quality of food, my body feels so much stronger and healthier. The time outside, breathing clean air, or getting some sunshine, you know, letting your skin make that vitamin D.
Right.
You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful process. Don't start out that way. You know, like I said, start out small. So all you're having to do is just a few minutes a day, and you're starting to get into the rhythm and the cycle and connecting with it.
But you know,
yeah.
You said some very important things that I'd like to reemphasize. The mental picture that I was drawing as you were describing gardening for yourself was one of the 1950s and the 1960s, which I think were some of the greatest years of our country in terms of us, you know, those of us that built America. And we enjoyed the... you know, the freedoms, and we did the gardening back then, and we did have family time, which has somehow escaped us, family time. And it's nice that you're reminding us that having a garden can put family time back together, because not only do you plant together, not only do you plant it together, not only do you maintain it together, you harvest it together, then you cook it together, and then you eat it together. And it's back to the family, and that's really where we need to be. We need to turn the television off. We need to turn the television off, and we need to be back in the 1950s and the 1960s as a family, working as a family unit, all for common purposes and common goals. There's one other piece that I'd like to mention. We have one of our instructors, you'll get a chance to meet him at the Get Prepared Expo November 3rd and 4th, is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. He developed superfoods for the astronauts and for SEAL Team Number 1. He's a brilliant biophysicist, and he says meditation is absolutely critical. And I have determined in my life that the smartest people that I know all meditate, every single one of them.
Yeah, I do. It's been a habit. It's a when I was a teenager, I was about 17, and we first heard about it was kind of trendy at the time, Transcendental Meditation, TM.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my sister and I worked a lot of that summer to earn $200. It was an exorbitant amount of money. This is the 1970s,
mm-hmm. Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And we spent that money to go take this class to learn how to meditate. And I've evolved and changed and tried all different kind of methods, but every day, and now for me, it's a time to connect with my source and to honor the greater being that we all come from. And it's very important. And then I fall back into that state when I'm watering, or sometimes just the satisfaction of standing back in the garden and the job well done, the life growing, the health, the vitality, you know, all the insects and the birds and the sunlight. It's magical. And I know it was something that I had always been looking for all my life, and having been a busy career woman and doing this and that and the other, I hadn't realized how important that part was, and now how much I love it and how important it is to me now. And it'll be something I do forever, and I'm sure it's the fountain of youth.
Marjorie, what did you used to do, if you don't mind telling us, when you had a job?
When I had, I'm not very employable, but my first degree was in electrical engineering. I got a degree in electrical engineering from the University of Florida with honors. And then I went out and worked for Motorola for a long time doing cellular telephone systems. Eventually got a master's degree in psychology, transpersonal theory, which is a passion of mine, especially with emphasis on Jungian studies. I started a consulting business where I was doing business analysis.
Hold that thought.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 28, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1780.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $18.2468, $9.1234 for a half ounce, or $4.5617 for a quarter ounce. That's $18.2468, $9.1234, and $4.5617.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about growing your own groceries with our electrical engineer and master's degree in psychology instructor, Marjorie Wildcraft. Class, there's a meetup tonight. That's tonight, 5:30, Ziggy, Springfield, Missouri, and Native American medicine with Dr. Norman Cheeley and Chief Cloudpiler. And I want to become a Native American medicine man. I really do. And I want to be free from government intervention during sacred ceremonies. Now think about that. Think about what I just said. And we're going to talk about how this process works. Now, this is not a diploma mill where you just send in a check and you get your diploma and now you're an Indian medicine man or woman or a Native American medicine man or woman or an indigenous medicine man or woman. That is not what happens. You actually have to study and you have to learn the process. You have to learn the rituals and you have to learn about the ceremonies. And it takes some time and it takes some effort. But you can do it, and you can be a card-carrying member, and that's what I intend to be. Marjorie Wildcraft, you were not always in a position to grow your own food, were you?
No. Actually, you know what got me started in it was I was volunteering with a group that wanted to get locally grown produce in the elementary schools, in the school mm-hmm. system. And mm-hmm. I said, oh, I'm totally behind this. And I was shocked to the core when I found out that there just isn't enough locally grown food in my entire county to provide part of the vegetables for one small elementary school. And this is more than a decade ago. There's not enough food. There's not enough locally grown food.
It hasn't gotten better, has it?
No, it hasn't. And that's the situation in most of the United States. In fact, the United States is not food self-reliant. We are utterly dependent on foreign oil imports in order to grow the food to feed the American people.
Let's make it really simple. Class, let's say the grocery store is closed right now, and it doesn't open tomorrow or the next day or the next day. How could this happen? Oh, I don't know. We could have a storm. I just got a call from Rob Roy and Hurricane Isaac. He's down in in Louisiana, and the hurricane really messed him up. It destroyed all around him. Stores were closed. Couldn't get anything. If he didn't have what he needed, he wasn't going to get it. And he's going to be on with the air with us next week, and we're going to talk about it. But what I'm saying is it can happen to you. So you need to protect yourself, grow your own food. And I'm not kidding. Marjorie, if we wanted to contact you and find out more about your DVD set, which I think will save you a fortune in making mistakes, prevent those mistakes, how do we get them?
The DVD set is at growyourowngroceries.com. That's www.growyourowngroceries.com. And what the DVD set will teach you is our grandparents and our great-grandparents, they knew how to feed themselves. They knew how to take care of livestock. They knew what to do when things went wrong. And this will be completely your guide to recapturing that lost knowledge.
And you're going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, and you're going to have a special price at the expo, aren't you, for these?
I am, and I'm really looking forward to meeting all of everybody who's out there, and then lots of old friends that I know from the area. And I'm just so excited about coming up. I'm really looking forward to this. We're going to make a whole trip of it, and my daughter who homeschools with me is coming also.
And your buddy Lisa Bedford's going to be there, the survival mom.
I am looking forward to seeing Lisa again, yes.
Mm-hmm. And, boy, so there's so many of your friends that are coming. And will you have the opportunity to sign, you know, an autograph and personalize the DVD sets that...
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And any questions you have or if you want to talk about what's been going on in your garden, I love to hear the results that people have been telling me. They've started groups in their local community where once a week they'll look at one section of the DVD and then talk about it and discuss it. And so I'm so excited about hearing feedback like that. What are people doing with this and how are they incorporating it? And I love it. And I really love it. And especially the kids. I don't know how many kids have come up. It's funny. The kids all love the rabbit section.
Yeah, and the Springfield Herbal Society, they're bringing, I just talked to them last night, Springfield, Missouri Herbal Society, they're bringing about 100 members to the expo, and you're going to get a chance to meet them. And I'm sure you guys will have a lot to talk about. Marjorie Wildcraft, thank you so much for being with us. You're going to be back and again and again and again, and we're going to get into details about growing your own groceries. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.